This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Football, NFL football begins again tonight. Then tomorrow, you get Packers and Eagles in Brazil. And on Sunday, all things Cowboys right here in your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. So, I've put together a carefully curated look at how the experts think the Cowboys will do this season. Would you guys?
How many experts?
I found places that all have 7 or 9 or fewer experts. Some have less than that.
You always want to have odd experts, though.
Agreed.
I'm all right with
odd
experts.
In terms of the numbers, not in terms of the personality quirks.
And we're not in double digits either.
True. I picked,
9's still a lot.
I picked specifically ones that I thought you might approve of.
Okay. All right. 9's still a lot, but you don't want to have double digit experts.
Would you like Sports Illustrated, CBS, The Ringer, or The Sporting News?
Dude, I kind of like The Ringer sometimes.
So Ringer's a quality website.
They got quality stuff.
All right. The Ringer has 7 experts.
All right.
You approve?
I approve.
Okay. Question that you probably want to know first off, who's going to win the division? The Cowboys or the Eagles? And remember, Mike, this is one of the reasons I like to do this too, because I get really tired of when people are like, oh, y'all are homers, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is literally somebody else's opinion. So like, listen to the rest of people in the world, and this is what they think. Of the 7 people for the Ringer, 4 pick the Cowboys to win the division. 3 pick the Eagles to win the division. Of those 7, 5 pick the Cowboys to make the playoffs. So obviously the 4 that they have winning the division, and then only 1 pick them to get the wild card. So out of their 7, 4 pick them to win the division, 5 pick them to make the playoffs. Do you think that seems like a fair breakdown?
I do think it's fair. I just, in the weirdest way, the Cowboys can't win this division because you can't do it back-to-back years.
You can! Just nobody just haven't has. Seen it. History says that it hasn't worked.
Years? But you even can. Last year when the Eagles yeah. looked like
not
had
against
it
the rules.
Up after 11 weeks, they were like, no, watch us dump this thing out.
It is not against the rules, though. And so you can do it. It just hasn't happened in a bit since we were born-ish, we think.
Was it Donovan McNabb? Was that the last quarterback?
I think that is correct.
Was it before the merger?
Yeah, it was significantly after the merger, yes.
Okay, post-merger then.
Defensive player of the year. 7 experts. 1 for Myles Garrett, 1 for Max Crosby, 1 for TJ Watt, and 4 for Micah Parsons as defensive player of the year.
Does he get knocked down in these votes because of this, the way Luka gets knocked down in these votes? It feels like last year and this year, he's the favorite by experts. I don't know where the Vegas odds are. I think you told us
they're pretty straight up with him and Myles Garrett.
Yeah, so I feel like then you have to exceed that expectation. Yep. And when you're, not that Francisco Lindor is going to win National League MVP.
But no one was calling that.
No, so he is well exceeding expectations, where now, you know, you have to exceed these expectations when you're considered the favorite.
I think that's a great analogy. I'm sorry, Corey. I thought about that immediately when I see these Micah picks and numbers. I was like, this feels very Luka-esque.
Yeah.
All right. You guys,
we all thought you were going to be better, and now that you're not there, then we don't think you're good enough, even though you had a freaking awesome season.
And if, I don't know, Defensive Player of the Year award, what would you put the percentage on your team success or, I'll say team success in that award?
Believe it or not, I actually think for that particular award, team success is pretty low.
I agree with you.
Yeah, because I think they could suck and Micah could have 20 sacks and he could get it.
Yeah, I think that's, I hear you. I feel like that might be a little extreme, but I'm with you. I feel like it's only like 10% of the award goes to team success, where offense, obviously, I think that a lot of your offensive success will be based off of the Offensive Player of the Year.
Now, Corey, I feel like you enjoyed that list, but you demand fewer experts.
Less experts.
So
less than seven?
Less than seven.
I prefer three.
One expert. I'll try to get you that one. CBS Sports has six. What do you think the breakdown is for divisional title?
3-3.
It is 3 for the Cowboys.
2 for the Eagles.
2.
And the Washington things.
For the Eagles. And yes, Ryan Wilson, he wrote Commanders, but he probably meant the Washington things when he put in his vote. Yes, he did in fact vote for the Commanders to win this division.
Kind of like the idea that Washington, the Commanders are thing one and the Nationals are thing two, and that's how they do it in Washington.
That would be
DC,
kind of cool.
That is.
That would be kind of
all right,
cool.
So 3-2-1. I don't think Washington's there yet. I think they're going to be a lot better, but I don't think they're there yet.
As we're getting close to the season starting, I'm feeling that way too. As much as I think Jaden Daniels will be their first quarterback in, it feels like forever.
Yeah.
Because even when they were great when we were a kid, if I'm 46, so when they had Doug Williams, he was barely there. And then they replaced him with Mark Rippon, and he won the Super Bowl, and then he was barely there. They haven't had a consistent quarterback since Joe Theismann.
Do we have to caution ourselves about just this year then? Because I'm just thinking about RG3. That first year, you're like, holy moly, this dude's awesome.
But, I mean, you think of, they go through every 3 to 4 years. Like, even their Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks in the 87 and 91.
Correct.
They even barely lasted as a starting quarterback.
The thing about, you said RG3, we were talking about that going, crap, we got to contend with this for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
But then we also, in the same breath, we're like, but he can't play the way he's playing for the rest of his career either. Even Aaron Rodgers was like, he's going to want to stop getting hit at some point.
Kind of feels like Josh Allen-esque.
Yeah, and then it showed up that way, because when you do run as a quarterback, unless you're Lamar Jackson, I mean, even Lamar Jackson, you got to, at some point, be able to make and deliver the big passes. That's got to be the element of your game that's most important first, and then the ability to escape is the next one.
Now, 3 of the 6 from CBS picked the Cowboys to win the division. 4 of the 6 have them making the playoffs. So very similar kind of breakdown again, but
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You said less.
Three.
Oh, let's go to the sporting news. They have used all of their combined brain collective power.
Do they still put out a magazine or is it all online?
Ooh, I do not know the answer to
Call
that.
Call up Barnes. Exist still?
Calls up Barnes & Noble and see what we can figure out.
Yeah, if they still have it or not.
They only have one prediction.
All right.
So they've used all of their expert power together.
It's now digital only, by the way.
That makes sense.
The last one, I think, was a Randy Johnson cover with a Yankees uniform.
Oh.
Really?
I don't know about that.
I was like, oh.
They have the Washington Commanders going 9-8.
Okay. I can see that. As the division leader?
No.
Oh, okay.
10-7 Dallas Cowboys, 11-6 Philadelphia Eagles. That's my prediction.
Nope. The 8-9 Dallas Cowboys and the 12-5 Philadelphia Eagles is what the sporting news is going to go with. So, as you probably guessed, that boots the Cowboys out of the playoffs. So, sporting news is like, no, we're using one collective for this, and you are not making the playoffs. Now, you look angry, Corey, but they also have the Lions making it to the Super Bowl, where they lose to the Chiefs.
Are you thinking that having the Lions in the Super Bowl makes me feel better about it, softens me up here?
A little bit.
Are you predicting they're going to the Super Bowl?
Not.
What are you predicting?
I haven't decided yet. I guess I need to do that today, don't I?
Season starts.
Earlier, I asked you who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I said Chiefs.
Today, it's off the board.
I didn't say who was going to be on the other side.
Sure,
Peter Schrager says the Packers are going to be on the other side of that.
So,
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
This is the year.
Zeke's it's either back. This year or Dak's gone with McCarthy.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Believe it when you see
it. Okay, fine. If he says that tomorrow, if Jerry, we're going to have Jerry on at 10:30. I promise you this. If he says, if Dak doesn't win the Super Bowl, we're not bringing him back, I'm going to say, forgive me, sir, but I do not believe you.
Oh, you know what? He just has to get to the NFC Championship game. That's right. That's all he has to do.
Well, I'll stand with it. Forgive me, sir. I do not believe that is accurate. Or otherwise, why are you having contract negotiations right now?
Is he?
Nobody knows.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
maybe I've put everything on pause.
I think as we found out, Jerry has a lot of negotiations with a lot of people behind the scenes we don't know about.
That actually is true.
Business is business.
I feel like usually we find out about them. All right.
I know with the Cowboys record, that 8-9 and the Washington record, I don't think that it's going to be as easy to just beat up Washington as we have in the past. And we've done that pretty consistently. But I can't imagine that, again, unless something catastrophic happens and the Cowboys start to crumble from within, I just can't imagine that that's going to be their record.
Can I give you one more media outlet?
Okay.
Okay. Sports Illustrated. They go back to 9 people predicting. How do you think they break down the division winner between the Eagles and Cowboys? By the way, if anybody's curious, none of these people have the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, let alone the Super Bowl or anything like that. That's why I've just kind of skipped over
those. What about the
Pro Bowls?
They'll be like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Did he just give us a hint, Corey, by saying how did they break it down between the Cowboys and Eagles, saying that they did not Washington one in?
Yeah.
I will say 6-3 Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, 9.
9-1.
0?
To 0.
9-0.
For Sports Illustrated, none of the selectors have the Cowboys winning the division, and only 4 of them have the Cowboys even making the playoffs. So this one, outside of the sporting news, you looked at the Ringer and CBS Sports, and it was closer to, you know, 50-50 win the division, 2/3 make the playoffs. Sporting News says no. Sports Illustrated says less than half, and none of them think the Cowboys will win the division.
And they don't have magazines anymore, so.
That is true.
Neither one of them.
That, what, man, that's a great point.
I feel like we're wasting paper with magazines.
I used to love magazines, really, but you're right. You're right.
How do they make it so glossy and shiny?
Ink?
I don't think it's. I don't know if it's the ink. I mean,
gloss.
Semi-gloss.
Probably.
All right.
Do you think it comes out flat and they have to dip it?
Maybe.
That feels like a lot of time.
Then it. Nah.
By the way,
put a clear coat on there.
Sports Illustrated. Also, 3 of their 9 selectors, Albert Breer, Michael Rosenberg, and John Plume, all pick Micah Parsons as the defensive player of the year. All right.
You guys worked at a paper factory.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, it was a newspaper. We didn't have a glossy magazine.
We make paper there.
They didn't make magazines ever?
No, we did not make magazines there.
I'm like, wait a second. You guys know how
we did not have
the
magazines
papers
there.
Made?
Yeah, we printed,
you know,
newspaper
the old saying?
Paper.
No. What is it?
About the sausage? You just change it to paper. You guys know how the paper's made?
Okay.
You don't want to know.
I thought he'd be able to recover.
I don't want to know, but you guys had to know because you're in the paper factory business.
Papery. And by the way, Corey, you judged me with the way I said John Plume.
Plume.
It's spelled P-L-U-Y-M. So I believe
I have
given you the correct pronunciation of that name.
I wasn't judging. I enjoyed it. It made me laugh.
But the point of that is 3 of the 9 picked Micah to win Defensive Player of the Year, despite the fact that none of them think the Cowboys can win the division.
I know I'm asking questions that you don't have answers to. Myles Garrett won it last year.
Correct.
Is it been in recent time that a guy has won back-to-back Defensive Player of the Year?
I think it's been a minute since.
Did Aaron Donald ever
happened.
Do it? Did
Probably.
J.J. Watt ever do it? Like back-to-back years? They might have. I'm just forgetting. But I feel like it's tough to win it the next year.
Yeah. That has not happened the last several years. Sorry, I'm trying to look it up because I believe both of those players that you listed did get it done. So J.J., yes, they did. So J.J. Watt in 14-15,
okay, so
and then Aaron
ago.
Donald in 17-18.
Wow.
But that's the last time there's been a repeat. So it's been 6 years since we've had a repeat winner.
I just reached out to my grandfather, who was he worked at the Morning News. He was a printer at the Morning News. I'm going to ask him how they made glossy paper versus matte paper.
That'd be fun to go watch, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I could have gone whenever I was younger to go work with him, because that would have been a blast.
You really messed that one up, huh?
Yeah, he's still with us, though.
He's not at the paper factory.
No, he can't.
Neither
do
are
that
you.
Anymore.
What a whirlwind every segment turns out to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.